Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's Jacobs. Flag flies. Jacobs is brought down, and the ball was out.
We were trying to listen to something there.
There's no easy way out. You want to hear me singing? People tune in to hear me sing this.
No, I don't know if that's true. Just like they didn't tune in for us to let Elton John play for 40 seconds yesterday. That was on me. I apologize for that one. I do like Elton, though. Maybe can we hear it one more time since she was singing over it? Moro Jomo calling out the Packers play on 4th-and-1.
It's not on this way. It's not on this way.
It's Jacobs. Flag flies. Jacobs is brought down, and the ball was out.
That's what you talk about, a defense that's locked in, man.
Inside zone this way. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, yeah. Because everybody watches film together, right? And certain tendencies indicate to you what potentially could happen, especially when you talk about formation. Now, I know I famously tell the story about when Trot was telling me, hey, man, if you just listen, I'll tell you where the ball is going. That's exactly what that is. Like guys watching film trying to get everything that they possibly can. You know, but here's the thing when it comes to stuff like that. You can know tendencies, but you got to be able to stop it. You know, you can famously hear stories about Ray Lewis when they would say Ray would call out the play.
Sure.
Ray watched film a lot. Trot watched film a lot. That's what good linebackers do. That's what good ball players do. They watch a lot of film. They look for tendencies. They look for certain things that will allow them a leg up, especially in the run and the passing game.
I thought it was telling because, you know, something we all have our feeling before the game, right? And we have fun with the day of the game and who's nervous and who's not. I thought everyone was right yesterday about the game in terms of this. Like, you guys were a little more confident than I were that they were going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous. The game played out nervously. Like, it was tight the whole time. I thought it was that kind of game. But one thing we all agreed on was late in the game, we just trust the Eagles more than the Packers, right? Like, I trust Jalen more than I trust Jordan Love.
Some people get bungholitis when they get tight.
And I just think that team has a softness to them. And like, the Eagles are better buttoned-up organization. Like, that wasn't it that play? Like, 4th-and-1, game on the line. I know that they got an extra chance because Sirianni, whatever the hell that was. But, like, that was basically the game right there. 4th-and-1, game on the line, and the Eagles know the Packers play. And instead of them just executing at you or changing the play, they just ran right into the Eagles. Like
it ran into the teeth of the defense.
And then they fumbled the ball and the whole thing. It was like a perfect microcosm of why the Packers can't beat the Eagles. It's not like these games are blowouts. They just can't beat them.
Yeah, and then at that point, it's a man whoop a man.
Yeah.
Because you know the play coming. You know where it's almost similar to the tush push in a sense that you know it's coming. And there's nothing you could do to stop it. That's the most demoralizing thing you could do. That's why I said you only do the tush push when it's needed. Because when you do it like that, in their mind, they're like, damn, here comes that play that we can't do nothing against. Here's another fresh set of downs that they're about to get because they're about to get the first down. It's like inevitable. So that's why I say that's more demoralizing than doing it 10 times a game or 50, whatever you want to do. But, yeah, that's more demoralizing.
All right, now that you are officially back as a defensive guy, it's great to have you back. How about we do a little Big Q breakdown of what you saw with the guys up front? Let's start with Jalen Phillips. What would you say?
Oh, man, just locked in. Like, he came in, and he was a force off the corner. Now, I know he didn't get a sack, but you talk about his overall presence out there on the pad as a pass rusher. His presence was felt because a lot of those times Jordan Love had to step up in the pocket. He was a little antsy. He had happy feet. There was one throw that he threw to the sideline. It was a pretty good throw, but he couldn't set his feet. And he couldn't complete the pass.
Yep.
That's what I saw last night. I just saw relentless defensive line play. N'Kobe Dean was out there doing his thing. Having Nolan Smith back in the lineup was great. And like I said, shout out to my man BG. I know he didn't do a whole lot last night, man, but to be out there, you know, and still living his dream, he's going to get up to speed and he's going to be fine. But, yeah, shout out to that defensive line, man. They were locked in. Moro, Jomo, all those guys, you could tell they watched a lot of film last night.
Look, you know, last week we talked about Howie a lot and the moves he didn't make in the offseason.
Yeah.
One, they were right about Ojomo. He was ready. Now, Milton Williams is having a heck of a year for the Patriots. It looks like Milton was also worth a lot of money that they didn't want to pay. But they were right that Ojomo could play. I mean, he's a disruptor out there. He's been very good. I thought Jalen Carter last night played better than he had in a while. He had a bunch of pass knockdowns. And then, Hugh, looking at the snap counts last night, what stood out to me is first game as an Eagle, they threw Phillips in there. He was out there 78% of the snaps.
Like, oh, yeah, because he was
he's
out there,
the guy now.
He was out there making it happen. He was out there. He was out there all over the place, man. And you know, it was funny because, you know, Max is a Miami fan, right?
And we telling us about Jalen.
Yeah, he was telling us that, you know, he's the guy that he gets a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He just is not a finisher. Once he starts to finish, he's going to be a problem.
But you know what? With this group, though, if he creates the pressure and someone else gets the sack.
Like, yeah, his is going to come. It's going to get him. He's going to get his. He just got to keep bringing that heat, man.
Yeah.
He brought some heat last night.
He was awesome.
Unadulterated scunion.
And you know what he was better at? That I thought he'd be?
What was that?
He set the edge in the run game.
Yes, he did. He played with his hands. That's the one thing I noticed. It was one run play where it came to his side, and he had really good separation with the tackle, and he was able to make the play inside. And then he jumped up, and he was hyped.
He you could tell he is rejuvenated in his career to be an Eagle.
Yeah, he went from ashy to classy.
Quickly.
Yes, he did.
Quickly,
yes,
did. What a win for the Philadelphia Eagles last night. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington.
Jeff.
On WIP.
Shout out to all the veterans today.
Shout out.
Yes, Jeff. Well said.
Two callers that I know are veterans, Chris from Middletown and Rios from North Philly. So
Rios, Rios.
Two of our favorites.
I met Rios
WIP.
This week. I met Rios.
Well, at Chickies? Well,
no, at Chickies.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
was at Chickies.
Yep.
So I didn't really need a defensive struggle last night because I was in Alabama this weekend to see the LSU game with my daughter, and I was up at 4 a.m. yesterday to drive back up this way.
Woo.
It was all I could do to stay awake. to watch that game. But sometimes you just got to tip your hat to the other team's defense. No, Jalen didn't have his best game. It was a struggle quite a bit for the most part, the whole game. But here's the only thing I can say about Nick Sirianni making that decision. First of all, I think they might have lined up to either try to draw offsides or maybe even take a delay a game to back up a little bit to get more room to punt. And then Jalen and AJ looked over at each other and were like, wait a minute.
Yep.
We might be able to get something here. Because I can't see Nick Sirianni there's no way they should have thrown the ball there. I mean, it didn't make any sense at all.
Well, Jeff, and that's why I think you're right. And I think it probably was Jalen and AJ trying to make a play. You think about what
had to be.
What Devontae said about 1-11. And then, Jeff, it reminded me of the game in Seattle where they did something like this a couple years ago. Jalen ended up throwing a pick on that play. And Sirianni's explanation made no sense. Last night, when he referenced the Minnesota game a few weeks ago and the Browns game last year, neither of those situations are what they had last night. It felt like he was trying to like make us think it made sense, even though he knew it didn't make any sense.
I know. I don't know. Like I said, that was a really good defensive battle. And you said it earlier, these dudes are just banging each other, man. And it was not boring.
Yeah,
thank God, because I would have fallen asleep by halftime.
Yeah.
And when was the last time we had a 0-0 tie at halftime with any team?
So it's been 2 years in the NFL and 16 years on Monday Night Football since that happened. It's been a long time.
It was insane. But hey, this was one of those wins this week and next week. You have to be able to assert your dominance by beating these two teams. And you got one of them last night.
There's no question. I think assert your dominance is quite a way to end that phone call. Jeff, appreciate it there. I mean, he's not wrong. I mean,
no, he's not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Are we being grown-ups today or not?
No.
He's getting banged every which way.
My favorite part is he quoted Hugh saying that. Did we miss that earlier?
Or wait, I said that
did
earlier?
He take liberties with the quote?
I mean, I don't think I said that.
We might need to unpack all of that. Yeah, the whole thing.
We were banging for 3 days straight and did every other day after that.
Is that from earlier today, or that just
no? That's it.
Oh, that's just drop. That's another gem drop. From Hugh over here.
Drop box. What the hell was he talking about?
He's talking about, you know, guys out there banging. That's all he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Normal stuff to say on the radio.
It was a physical confrontation.
Yeah, it was. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. What's up, Terrence?
He's your car. What's up, man?
Terrence!
What's up, man?
Guys, look, good win last night. I liked the win. I didn't like the offensive sloppiness. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the game execution. It was awful. I didn't like Sirianni fist pumping after the game like they did something, like they dominated the game. He was all excited and hyped, like they blew him out. Look, guys, Jordan Love is awful. And yesterday, Hurts was awful too. Petullo was awful. And at the end of the game, not putting that ball, Sirianni was awful. Guys, we're past the midway point, and we still can't get a flow on offense right now. We can't get our receivers involved, particularly A.J. Brown. Like, why is it so hard, guys? We have three all-pro receivers and an all-pro running back. The whole game, we had no rhythm. It didn't even seem like Petullo wanted to pass the ball, guys. We got three and outs most of the game. We're leading the league in three and outs, guys. It was first down run, second down run, third down run. Like, can we pass the ball? Guys, on one of those drives we got in the red zone, it was about third and eight, and he ran the ball on a draw play. Like, why are we so conservative and we're not pushing the ball down the field, guys? Guys, we're not going to be – we think we're going to beat Detroit with this kind of offense, guys. We're smoking. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I mean, obviously they can't win Sunday with 10 points. I mean, they need to score. They need to move the football on Sunday against Detroit. Terrence, they were very conservative last night. I mean, to the point where before the half, when Love fumbled, the Eagles had a legitimate chance to move the ball into field goal range, and they just basically took the ball into the half. I mean, I was surprised at how conservative they were then. They didn't even want to try to get a lead going into the half.
And Joe, I'm sick of watching this. I feel like the offense would be more fluid on first and second down. The defense, like, they know what we're doing. And they damn near knew what we're doing like it was scripted. They knew what we were running every play. That they're cheating down the line of scrimmage. And Saquon can't do nothing, guys. I'm not impressed with these squeaking out wins, guys. But this key point, guys, listen to this. Coming to the season, we knew our defense wasn't going to be what we expected. A lot of close games, we thought they were going to be shootouts, right? But we're winning close games this year and low-scoring games, guys. And that is not good. You know why? Because they could go either way down the stretch in these playoff games. If we're in a tight, low-scoring game and we blow one coverage, or there's a defensive bust, or offense have a miscue, and we're not scoring, we're done in the playoffs. And guys, the MVP of the season, guys, is Vic Fangio, guys. Doing what he's doing with his defense, man, and still getting these wins with Adoree Jackson at quarterback is special. And we got to give Adoree Jackson some props. He had a couple good pass breakups last night, guys. This offense, I don't know if it's going to be sustainable the rest of the season, guys. I need to see more consistency to start thinking that we can go Super Bowl at the back to back.
Well, Terrence, you mentioned something about the defense and Fangio. And Terrence, good phone call. Hewitt, we'll see how they do. In the next couple of weeks, they're going to play better offenses, right? They're going to play the Lions.
Yeah.
Dallas's offense is obviously good. So there's some challenges coming up offensively. Even Chicago's offense has turned around under Ben Johnson. So the next three games, they're going to face offenses probably better than what they saw last night. But I'll say this about the defense and Vic Fangio. If they can figure out the second corner, right? And Adoree was pretty decent last night, but mm-hmm. I don't think Adoree's the answer.
Yeah, they had the receivers banged up.
Yeah, right. So is it Jacorian Bennett? Is it going to be Jair Alexander? Is there some another combination? If they can figure that out, this defense might come along. They have had some ups and downs this year, yet you look up this morning and the Eagles are 10th in the NFL in points per game allowed. If Vic can piece this thing together, because now it feels like the front seven is ready to roll in the second half.
Yeah, and I'll say this to what Terrence was saying. I hear what you're saying, brother, and I understand your frustration. But in a nutshell, the NFL is about making mistakes and capitalizing mm-hmm. on mistakes that are made.
And avoiding mistakes on
and
your
avoiding
side.
Avoiding mistakes. And when you look at it, and I understand that this offense for a lot of people was inept. They didn't turn the ball over.
Well, they did. Jalen had
the
fumble.
The fumble. Yeah. But outside of that, you're talking about, for the most part, they didn't put the ball in harm's way.
Didn't take sacks, didn't have those negatives.
And sometimes when you – like, Micah Parsons and those guys were gambling. Like, they were riverboat gamblers. There was a couple times where Micah Parsons took off running, and he timed the snap count up, and he had a running start, and there was nothing you could do. That was on one of those plays when he ran Jalen down. Mm-hmm. He ran him down, and Jalen had to throw it away. So I hear what y'all saying, but a lot of times, man, you get games like that. You get games where one mistake – will change the outcome of the whole game.
Yeah, and Terrence said there, he's kind of nervous because it's tough to win all these close games all the time, right? Well, two things. One, they have a knack for doing it. They've won a lot of one-score games this year. Two, I don't anticipate a postseason where they're going to have multiple blowouts like last year, right?
And let me tell you another thing, Joe. That's what the NFL used to be.
Yes. It's like last year, the last two games to win the championship last year, we lived like kind of a blessed life, right?
Yeah.
Like they put up 55 in the title game. They blew the doors off the Chiefs. If they're going to do it again, my guess is they're going to have to win three or four games that are going to be tight.
Yes.
So we better just buckle in and get ready and hope everyone's ready for a nail-biter. And this team is certainly capable of winning a few nail-biters on the way to get back to the Super Bowl this year. Chuck and Matt Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Joe Giglio, what's the deal? Yo, huge.
Chuck.
And it was a wonderful game yesterday. Listen, let me explain something to everybody, right? Here's the situation with the Philadelphia Eagles, right? They are mentally tough. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about them getting in the playoffs and losing to, a team that's going to come in here and you think that's going to beat us. Everybody's getting wrapped up with how it looked. I told everybody yesterday that would listen and last week that would listen. It was going to be a cold game. Typically in a cold game like that, you're going to get these type of ugly football. That's just what it is, man. That was a cold game yesterday. That ball's a little bit harder, a little bit more slicker than normal. So I think the Eagles didn't want to risk, turning the ball over a lot. You see Jalen turns it over. He typically wouldn't fumble a ball like that, in a regular weather game. So in a game like that, they did what they had to do to win. See, the Eagles game plan for each game. And I think this week with Detroit, it's going to be a little warmer. You're going to see these guys, the offense open up a lot more. And they're going to have to score more points against Detroit. But for this game, they didn't have to. It was going to be a defensive battle. Detroit's defense is not as good as Green Bay's. They're okay, but they're not as formidable as Green Bay's. And we're going to be home. And I think that the offense is going to open up a little bit. It's coming. Trust me. Everybody be patient. It's coming. But we did what we needed to do to win that game. Considering the fact that Green Bay came off a loss, they was going to fall to the third in the division if they lost that game.
Yep.
They were at home. It was freezing cold. To come out there and to get a W, rather it's 3 points or 1 point, that's what matters in this situation, especially when it comes to November and December football. This game was essentially a playoff game yesterday, and we came out on top, and it set us up to be the number one seed, in the postseason. That was a huge game yesterday, and I just think people aren't taking that into account. Now, I want to say something real quick about the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we got a pass rush again. And that's the you know, that's what I took out of that game. That's the greatest thing I could take out that game yesterday. We got ourselves a pass rush again. And that's what's going to get us, propel us to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you that right now. And the thing about it is, Quinyon Mitchell, you know, pay that guy right now. He sticks on you like Saran wrap on a hot summer day. I love that guy.
Chuck, he has an ability to do what the great corners do, which he doesn't get penalized, but he's always right there. Like, he's kind of on your hip, but he doesn't. Yo, he's smart enough to take his hand off before the penalty comes.
He's he plays the cornerback position in such the right way, man.
Yeah.
I tell you, he's technically sound, and he's fast, and he's smart. You know, and BG's out there playing, setting the edge, and he had a play where he didn't collapse on the inside. He didn't just collapse on the inside. He actually, you know, it was the one play. I guess he turned the Jacobs inside, and they made the tackle. So I mean, these guys are locked in. Jalen Phillips looks like a winner. Listen, I'm just ecstatic that we got a pass rush. Jalen Carter, he demands all types of attention. You know, and that goes up on the stat sheet, but he demands so much attention where everybody else can get off, man. I'm happy we just got our defense look formidable again, and that's what I can hang my hat on going into the postseason. I don't think there's nobody that can come into Lincoln Financial Field in this city with this atmosphere and beat us. And I'm being honest with you. Don't get caught up in the hype of Seattle and those guys and you know, the Rams. You know, we got to see those guys. We got to see Detroit on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, on Sunday, it's going to be another game where as though people thought that a team thought they can come in here and beat us because we didn't look so good the following week or the week before. And they're going to realize that once they actually on the field with the Philadelphia Eagles, you got to be mentally tough, you got to be physically tough, and you got to be able to withstand, you know, the punches. And I don't think there's a team that can come in here and do that. I think we're the best at that. We got that Patriots, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Mahomes type, you know, Chiefs type winning, you know, around us, man. It starts from the top with Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, on down with Nick Sirianni. And the quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
Well, I agree, Chuck. And look, that last night their chances to be the one seed went from about 11% to 31%. Chuck, good phone call. It was a huge game. I mean, it was a huge NFC game, and now we got to back it up with another one this weekend coming up against the Lions. All right, Hugh, it's almost lunchtime here. You know what we're doing tomorrow?
What are we doing?
Well, not just lunchtime. From 10 to 2 tomorrow, we're going to be at our one of our favorite places, Klondike Kate's tomorrow.
I'm excited.
We are going back down to Newark. So come on out tomorrow. Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon on Main Street in Newark, Delaware, from 10 to 2 tomorrow. Enjoy specials all day long. Klondike Kate's, KlondikeKate's.com for details. We're excited to be there doing the show live tomorrow. Let's grab Gary in Wilmington, who thinks Kyle should apologize to you, Douglas. What's up, Gary?
Hey, let me tell you something. This is my favorite show on WIP. Only because I know you guys believe everything you say. I don't agree with half of what you say, but I honestly believe that you believe everything you say.
Well, I believe I'm crazy. Gary, you read me correctly. Gary, what are you feeling here on the game, and why should Kyle apologize to you?
Okay. Well, first of all, whoever got Jason on the air today, I love my own dinner. I don't care what it costs, own dinner. Now, a couple of weeks ago, a little while back, you believed after the game that that Hurts or somebody else took over the play call.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yep.
Well, on the post-game show, Jason Avant and Barrett Brooks said the exact same thing. That's how the show started.
Mm.
Hey, you're at post-game live. Those two came on and they said, Petullo was not calling the plays. Then I heard Jaworski say the same thing. What I can tell you is, those guys probably forgot more about football than I know. So I listened to those people. Jason Avant used to be on the post-game show every game last week. And he was fair across the board. He laid the criticism where it was supposed to be. He criticized the offense. He criticized Hurts. Or he gave him praise.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get the real thing. When I listen to him on the post-game show, it's like listening to Randy Moss. It's like they watch the game together.
He's awesome. Well, speaking of, you stay tuned in because Jason's going to be with us coming up in just a few minutes. But why should Kyle apologize to Hugh? That's what I'm wondering.
Because listening to Jason, listening to Barry Brooks, listening to Jaworski, listening to you, somebody else called the plays. It wasn't Petullo.
No.
It wasn't Petullo.
Yes, it was.
And listen,
you have to stop.
No,
it was Kevin Petullo.
This
is Hugh's fault for enabling this. That's not what happened. Did he audible a couple times? Did he change the play? Yes, but guess what? That's what quarterbacks do,
Gary, great
all
phone
the time.
Call. Hugh, are you going to put some truth in here?
What's that?
You said he went to him at halftime and took play calling away
from
him.
He slapped him.
And slapped him and sat him down on the bench.
He slapped him
across the lips.
And said, look at me. I'm the captain now. That's what he said.
Nope. You are messy.
Yeah, super messy.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, so has anyone apologized to anyone around here?
Nah, okay. We ain't apologize. We ain't apologize.
Gary, I apologize that there will be no apologies. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get all your phone calls. You can join us and be part of the next hour. Jason Avant is going to be in studio with us, as he will be every week moving forward. We'll also have Ross. It's football guy hour. And I'm so proud that Hugh Douglas can actually join as a football player.
I'm a football guy. I've always been a football guy.
Well, you kind of strayed from the light, but you're back. All right, Jason Avant joins us. We'll mix your phone calls. Ross Tucker at 12:30. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hess Truck's back, and it's better than ever. Two racers, one amazing holiday gift. The 2025 Stock Car Racer loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pull-back motor. Available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com for $49.99 with free standard shipping and batteries included.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.